Jason, resident of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 8, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please direct them over to our website at www.6weeks.com. You can also call me directly at 718-346-5852. Now, in this program, I will be joined by my co-host, certified nutrition and diet specialist, Orvel Douglas, who will discuss high-intensity interval training. Now, those of you who purchased my book, 6 Weeks to a Flatter Stomach, or who have attended, if you've attended our 6 Weeks to Fitness programs, you know the effectiveness of this particular high-intensity interval training program, especially if you want to lose weight, build lean muscle, and flatten your stomach in a short amount of time. This program works exceptionally well if you've been following Orvel's nutrition advice for the past few weeks. Now, you can go over to our website and listen to our current and previous podcasts as well. The information that was discussed is priceless and is guaranteed to guide you towards a happy and healthier you. Now, remember, it's important to take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. Now, that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. Now, for those of you who are looking for some help losing weight, building lean muscle, and flattening your stomach, have we got an exciting program for you. Joining me to discuss high-intensity interval training is my good friend and co-host, certified nutrition and diet specialist, Orvel Douglas. Hey, Orvel, how are you today?
Hey, Vince, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Are you ready to talk about some high-intensity interval training?
Oh, yes, I am. This is so important. I'm just going to give all the information because a lot of people are wasting their time when they exercise. They're exercising for months and they're not getting any results. So I'm going to actually break it down to them to show them exactly how you can get, you know, a bang for your buck, basically.
Oh, most definitely. Uh-huh. Now, you, just like myself, have seen people working out for hours in the gym, and over time, nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed whatsoever. Diet is at least 75-80%, but exercise is also important as well. So a lot of times, they may think they're dieting right and exercising right. Well, they are exercising right, but something seems to be wrong, you know. So I'm going to address that today.
Okay. One thing that's good about this program is that it cuts out a lot of the time that you would have to spend in the gym, correct?
Absolutely. You only need 20 minutes.
Unbelievable. 20 minutes.
20 minutes. 20 minutes. That's all you need. 20 minutes.
That's amazing. Now, for those of you who would like to get a copy of this information, don't forget, it's going to be on my website at www.6weeks.com. So if you don't have a chance to write this down, you can go to the site and you will be able to download the information. Okay? And after Orvel finishes, we're going to talk about action steps that you should take to implement this program. So, let's hear it, man. Let's talk about high-intensity interval training.
Well, high-intensity interval training has been around for many, many years, and a lot of elite athletes use this type of training. So you're wondering, well, you know, these people, they always stay in shape. So obviously, it's not because it's obviously they're an athlete, but at the same time, you know, I mean, a lot of times we think, oh, they have money, they can do this and do that. No, it's very, very simple. You know, I'm going to tell you that all you need to get really good results from this particular type of training is 4 minutes. Only 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. 4 minutes of really hard training. 4 minutes. And that's all it is. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, traditional cardio doesn't work. It doesn't work because, you know, you see every day in the gym, people on the cardio machine, either the treadmill or the elliptical, and they're just going at a steady, moderate pace. And even after a couple of months, their fitness levels have even got better and they're able to speed it up. But there's no results. And the reason there's no results, and the reason for that is because we have two different types of muscle fibers when it comes to getting good results for fitness. We have something that's called the slow twitch muscle fibers and the fast twitch muscle fibers. And the slow twitch muscle fibers are basically the muscle fibers that you work that you use on a daily basis. If you're walking to the bus stop, or you're walking across the street, or you're raising your arms, or you're writing a letter, you know, because you know we're always using muscles when we actually move our body, because we're programmed like that. But those muscles are only the very small muscle fibers, which doesn't really create any kind of what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't create any type of power. You know, it's just simple moves, you know, and these muscle fibers are responsible for aerobics, when we do aerobic exercises. So aerobic exercises is basically when you can actually exercise for more than 20 minutes without taking a break. So if you can do that, you are working up a sweat, but you're not exhausted. So you're doing this and you're only using these small muscle fibers. So even though if you're a beginner and at the beginning it was very hard for you, but as time goes on, it becomes very easy for you. You're still using type 1 muscle fibers. So basically, yes, you have improved, but you're not going to get any change in body composition.
No change at all in body composition.
No change. You'll probably lose weight. You'll lose weight, but most of the time you'll mainly lose muscle. You'll basically look smaller than what you are, you know. So you are losing weight, but you're not losing fat. The key, we're trying to lose fat loss, not weight loss, because there's a difference. Weight loss, you could be losing everything like muscle tissue, but fat loss, that is the key. We're trying to lose fat loss. So
well, yeah, I know a lot of people, when they lose weight, they're losing water weight.
They're losing water weight at first, and after that, when they continue losing weight, they're just getting smaller, but there's no muscle tone.
Right.
There's no muscle tone there. So, you know, a lot of people want to lose fat and have some shape. But a lot of times people have this excess weight, they lose the weight, and they're a smaller version than what they were. And I call it skinny fat. It's the skinny fat. They got smaller. The fat cells got smaller, but there's no tone. Right. But it's no tone, but they still have the same amount of body fat. But the body fat cells are shrunken, but it's still the same.
Huh.
It's still the same. So we're trying to, you know, change body composition.
Yes, that's the key.
That's the key. So doing that, you know, you have another muscle fiber, the fast twitch muscle fibers, which is type 2 muscle fibers. And what that actually involves, it actually involves when you actually exerting more energy. So for instance, if you see a bus about 20 yards away and you really need to catch a bus, you got to really sprint for that bus.
Right.
So you're sprinting for that bus. So that's when type 2 muscle fibers come into action. And those are the muscle fibers that actually helps to promote fat loss. Because once these muscle fibers are really engaged, then what happens there, your body naturally releases natural growth hormones, which is released from the pituitary gland from the brain. And what that does, it actually helps to torch the fat. That's what it does. It helps to help torch the fat. Because if you notice, if you have marathon runners and sprinters, you see they have two different body types.
Sure do.
Because their trainings are they're both different. First of all, the sprinters are doing short bursts of energy. Just like I was saying, if you see that bus and you're running for that bus, it's only a short period of time you're really sprinting, maybe like 30 seconds or so. But with a marathon runner, they train to go on forever and ever and ever. So they're using the type 1 muscle fibers, which is more of a cardio workout. So even though they're running for 26 miles, yes, it's a long time to run, but they're only using type 1 because they're not bringing the muscle fibers to exhaustion.
Exactly. So they would appear smaller in size, but not as muscle, not as toned as a sprinter.
Absolutely, because natural growth hormones are released, and that's the thing that actually helps to promote fat loss and also helps to increase muscle size.
Great. That's the human growth hormones.
The human growth hormones is released by the pituitary gland, and also it's released certain times of the day, you know, especially like the best time is usually released is usually when you're asleep.
Ah, so that's why sleep is important.
Yeah, the most efficient time, I'm sorry, that it's released is when you're asleep. So and other times is after doing like intense exercise, really high intensity exercise. And that's what I'm going to explain to you, because with traditional cardio, you're actually running for 30, 40 minutes. And, you know, as soon as you stop that exercise, you're burning calories while you're doing that. As soon as you stop, the calories stop burning. So that's it. So basically, you're not really doing anything. But if you're doing high-intensity interval training, which I'm going to go into in a second, if you're really doing those short sprints, then what happens there, once you stop working out, your body is continually burning fat, continually, because the human growth hormones are in the circulation.
And it says, even after you finish the actual exercise, you're still burning for how long? Hours?
Yeah, for the next, at the next peak, at the next 36 hours.
Unbelievable.
Compared to traditional cardio, once you stop,
you stop. That's it.
You stop. You're just burning calories, you know. Hmm. And calories doesn't equal to fat loss. It doesn't. It really doesn't. We may think eat less and burn more, but the body doesn't work like that. It just doesn't work like that, because so much stuff goes into your metabolism, like digestion and a whole bunch of things. So it doesn't really work like that. So I was saying earlier that it's only 4 minutes, 4 minutes of intense training. And how you do this, basically you can start by either on the treadmill or the elliptical, or the bicycle. I prefer the elliptical.
Okay.
And what you do, you start going very slow on the elliptical, very, very slow, like a warm up for 3 minutes, very, 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 very slow, you know, so you get your body warmed up. And after 3 minutes, you're going to pedal. If you're on the bicycle, you're going to pedal as hard as you can for the next 30 seconds. And after those 30 seconds are up, you're going to go back to a slow pace for 90 seconds. You're going to repeat that 8 times. So when you repeat that 8 times, it works out to around 17 minutes. That's what it does, 17 minutes. And the other 3 minutes you can cool down. But what you will notice, if you actually check your heart rate after the first interval, you're going to notice that your heart rate is going to go up. And as you do the second interval, your heart rate's gonna even increase more. So every single interval you do, your heart rate's gonna climb higher and higher and higher and higher. Even in the rest period. So you're not really, so your heart rate is slowing down a little, but you're kind of stressing the heart for a very short period of time. And that's basically what you really need to do, is to stress those muscles for a short period of time. Because if you're doing something that is very hard to do, you're actually challenging the muscle. If you're actually doing an exercise that you can actually do for more than 20 minutes, you're not really challenging the muscle.
Right.
You're not challenging the muscle. So basically, it's you know, your body's got used to that. Now, when you're always challenging yourself, you will never get used to that. Never. So even doing this high intensity interval training, yes, after 6 weeks, yes, you're going to get fitter, and yes, it's going to become easier for you. But at the same time, when you start, okay, you may be only be able to go like, say, like 20 miles an hour. Then next 2 weeks, you may be able to go 25 miles per hour. But if you keep challenging yourself, you're always stressing your muscles.
Right.
So it's always, it's about challenging. That's the key. The key to fat loss is about challenging yourself when it comes to your workouts. You know, you're not challenging anyone else. You're challenging yourself.
Exactly. You're challenging yourself. And that's the only way to affect the change in your body composition.
Well, no, that's not the only change. But, you know, also weight training is the same
right?
thing. The same thing, you know, when you weight train, you know, you're not doing weights for 50, 60 seconds. You know, you're taking that weight, you're pushing those weights because you're using all the force you have. When you load those weights on, if you say you can only push 10 for your max, you're using all the force. So you're using your type 2 muscle fibers, compared to if you put like very light weights and you can do 20, 30, 40 repetitions, then you're only using your type 1 muscle fibers. So the moral of the story is try and push as hard as you can.
Right.
Push as hard. Okay. You're not in competition with anyone else. You're in competition with yourself. So that's all.
Exactly.
So you're in competition with yourself. So if you start, okay, you may have never done this before. You start off easy. You may not be able to complete all the 30 seconds, even if it's 10, 15 seconds. The key is to actually taking yourself to failure. So if your failure comes at 15 seconds, that's okay because you're beginning. But as time goes on, you will improve.
You will definitely improve the more you do it.
The more you do it, you'll improve. So, you know, it's not, you know, when people talk about, oh, I did this I got myself in shape and it was very easy. It's not, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy. You have to have that, discipline in your mind to say, okay, this is it. I'm going to do it. You have to feed it. There's no two ways about it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You have to feed it. But as I was saying before, it's only 4 minutes. So those 8 intervals is 3 minutes warm up, 30 seconds speeding very as fast as you can, 90 seconds slow down, then another 30 seconds, 90 seconds, 30 seconds, 90 seconds, and you do that 8 times.
And it seems like the time would pass so quickly to do it, you know?
Yes, it will.
But it's challenging. We know this. I mean, we've actually implemented this program during the 6-week fitness challenges that we've done. And the people who've lost the most weight are those who actually tried what we call peak 8 high intensity interval training.
Correct, Vince. Yeah, they lost the most body fat. And that's the key.
They lost the most body fat.
That's the key. You know, we're not talking, you know, a lot of times we saw so much a slave to the scale that we're looking to lose pounds, but sometimes the scales are not going to change, you know, so don't worry about that. You know, the most important thing is actually seeing yourself in the mirror and your clothes are fitting loose. And when that's happening, you know, you're losing body fat, even though the scale's not changing.
Right. Because if you want to lose inches, okay, that's the key.
That's the key.
Body fat percentage, you lose inches because as you build lean muscle, muscle takes up less space than fat.
That's correct.
So you start shrinking, but you're more toned. You're tighter than ever before.
You're more tighter. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, fat takes up so much room, you know, and it's going to give you that tone. With a combination of the weight training as well, women, it's going to give you that sleek look. You want to keep your curves. It's going to do that for you. You know, it's not going to actually let you just get smaller and have no shape. And that's the beauty of high intensity interval training, because what you're doing, you're training the muscles. You're training the muscles. When you're doing regular cardio, you're just working on the heart. And the heart is a muscle, but you're not really training the other muscle groups in your body. So when you're really pushing yourself, you're really training the muscle to adapt.
And that's extremely important. You know, so if you really want to lose weight, lose fat and tone up, this program is for you. Okay. And again, you don't have to do this in the gym for an hour and a half. So many people are spending 2 hours, 3 hours in the gym and not seeing any results.
Not seeing any results, you know.
So we're saying there's a better, faster, quicker, easier, more effective way to do it.
Absolutely. And most important, your diet has to be correct. Just like if your diet is not right, you're not going to get the results. So don't waste your time doing it and you're not eating the right foods. You have
to. So if someone has done peak 8 or a high intensity interval training on Monday and they did it, let's say, from 9 o'clock to 9:20, they're done. Now, what do you recommend they do when they leave the gym? Do they go out and eat a cheeseburger? I mean, of course, we know that's not right. But I mean, what type of food do you expect them to eat? Or should they eat right after the exercise?
Well, good question, Vince. I would say they shouldn't really eat anything. You know, just drink water for the next hour or two. The reason I say that is because when these growth hormones are in the circulation, if you tend to eat anything, any type of carbohydrate, it usually stops the growth hormones in its tracks. So the next 2 hours is going to be weights early. Peak. So, you know, you can, a lot of times when we exercise, we're not hungry. After we finish, we're not hungry. It curbs your appetite. So if you can get, if you cannot go for 2 hours, that's fine. Go for an hour, just drink water for the next hour, then have your breakfast. Because if you really think about it, if you wait up until 2 hours, and then at that point, when you do have something nutritious, your body's got to be ready to suck in all the nutrients, every single bit that you eat. You know, so you won't die. You won't die. You won't die for not having anything for the next 2 hours. But that's the key. You know, I, for me personally, that's how I found the results. You know, a lot of times the things I'm talking about, these are things that I've actually done myself. So it actually works. Right.
That's important, because you're not just talking about it. You do it.
I do it.
And I can honestly say that I've done it as well. And I've recommended it to so many people. And each person that I recommended it to saw and felt results. Now, I will admit, some people, they did it, they saw the results, but they just did, they were just too lazy to continue it.
Yes. I've seen people who lose like 5 pounds in their first week just by doing it.
Yes. I've seen it too. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. It can be done. Now, how many days a week should they do the high intensity interval training?
3 days a week, no more than 3 days a week.
Okay, no more than 3 days per week.
Yeah, no more. And the best time to do it, if you can, is first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning. And if you can do it before breakfast, if you have the energy, which, you know, a lot of people like to actually have breakfast before they work out. But, you know, sometimes that kind of can inhibit the fat loss, because usually when you first wake up in the morning, there's nothing in your system. So if you have breakfast, the body's got to use your breakfast as fuel. And a lot of times our body, the human body, likes to store fat. It doesn't like to give it up. It will hold onto the fat as long as it can, you know? So if you have breakfast, it's not going to tap into your fat stores. It's going to use what you had for breakfast. If you had like a banana, you know, a healthy breakfast is great. But if you had a banana, yes, it's still going to work, but it will work more effective if you're able to exercise on an empty stomach. Those people who have like diabetic or stuff like that, I would just recommend to, you know, eat your breakfast. But if you're not diabetic or any health issues, do that first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and you'll see the difference. You'll see that you would lose more body fat, because apparently how this mechanism works is that because you haven't eaten anything the whole night and your body's in a fasting state, there's no carbohydrates in the system to be used as fuel, and the body's preferred fuel is carbohydrates. So if there's no carbohydrates in the system, the body has to get fuel from somewhere. So the first thing it'll turn to is fat. It'll use fat as fuel rather than carbohydrates.
That's exactly right. Yeah. This program, we cannot stress enough how effective it is. Okay. In a short amount of time, the results that you will get, that you will see. And if you're not sure how it's done, you can always contact Orvel Douglas or myself, because we want you guys to get in the best shape of your life. And you can do this, right? You can do it. If we've done it, you can do it. And that's what this is all about. Anything else you want to say about high intensity interval training?
Yes. Another thing, you know, when I was talking about, you can do it first thing in the morning. If you're unable to do that, then the best other time to do it is after, if you're lifting weights, after you do your weight training session, never before.
Interesting.
Never before.
Not before, but after the weight training.
The reason I'm saying that, because as we say, the first muscle fuel is carbohydrates. So if you've eaten a few meals throughout the day and you decide to do high intensity interval training and followed by a weight training session, what's going to happen? You're going to use all that fuel, all that carbohydrates. And when it comes to do your weight training now, you got no carbs to push your muscles. You have no carbs left to really, so you got to feel tired. Now, if you do vice versa, if you do the weight training first, then the body's got to use all those carbs as fuel, because the weights, that's what the muscles really want, the carbohydrates. Once the carbohydrates are depleted and you go and do the high intensity, now there's only one place for you to turn to for fuel is fat.
Good point. Awesome. Excellent point. So there you have it. Now, this is amazing. Now, I think that this is one of the most effective exercise programs that I've ever heard about. Okay. And I believe you, Orvel, was the first person to suggest that I look into PK, high intensity interval training.
Yes.
But since you did, and I've been able to implement it, so many people's lives have been changed because of it. And I also put it in my book because it's one of the most effective ways to burn fat.
Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
Excellent. Anything else you want to say about high intensity interval training?
No, that's it. You know, the steps, as I say, I'll go back over the steps. 3 minutes warm up, 30 seconds high intensity, 90 seconds cool down. And you do that 8 times. And it works out to 17, about 17 minutes. And then for the next 3 minutes, you can just cool down regular. And then, yeah, and then you should be really sweating.
I had conducted a 6-week fitness program for children over the summer. And it was at in the park, one of these local parks in Brooklyn. And we didn't have much in the way of equipment. So what I did, I had the children do peak 8 inside the schoolyard. Okay, or inside the park, where they would warm up for a few minutes, just a nice steady walk. Then they would run very hard for 30 seconds, and they were timed. I had a little stopwatch there. 30 seconds running as hard as they could, and then 90 seconds walking slow. And don't you know, in 6 weeks, the cardiovascular level of these kids improved, body composition improved, and the people who were overseeing the program, Live Light, out of Brookdale Hospital, were amazed at the results these kids were getting, even doing it in the park.
Yes, it doesn't matter where you do it. I just use the gym for instance, but it doesn't matter. It's just actually speeding up. That's all. If you're out in the park or if you want to run up a hill and walk back down or jump on the spot for a very long time, very quickly, and then cool down. It doesn't matter where, as long as you're feeling it, as long as you're pushing the barriers.
Yes.
That's the key.
Absolutely. That's key. So don't hesitate to, if you have any questions, to ask us about this. This is a very important program, a program that will help you to really reach your goals in a short amount of time, providing you're eating healthy, you're eating right, and you're doing this exercise. We challenge each and every one of you listening to us today to try high intensity interval training the way that we suggested it, the way that Orvel is talking about it. 30 seconds hard, 90 seconds slow. You're going to feel it. You're going to see results. You're going to be very thankful that you listened and that you tried this particular activity. Now, what action step would you want everyone to try after listening to this program?
I'm going to say just try. You know, try not to eat anything for 2 hours after you work out.
Try not to eat anything.
Yeah, if you do this, if you actually do this, the high intensity interval training for the next 2 hours, just drink water. Try that, you know, because I know a lot of times we work out and we just tend to eat something straight away. Just try that.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So try not to eat for 2 hours after the workout.
Yeah, and if you cannot make 2 hours, the hour is good. But, you know, just drink water. Just drink water. You're not going to die. You're not going to die.
If anything, you're going to live even more productive and healthier life.
Yes.
And that's what we're looking to do here.
Absolutely. We're talking about trying to change. We're trying to change habits. That's what it's about. So this will actually get you into the practice of actually doing it. If you can do this for a whole week, then you say, well, I can do this all the time. You know, and I start my breakfast every morning at 9 o'clock a.m. So I work out at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I'm 5:30, 6 o'clock. Yeah, I'm usually done by 7. So every morning after that, I'm just drinking water for the next 2 hours until 9 o'clock. So 9 a.m. That's the time I start my breakfast every day. 9 a.m.
And those of you who know Orvel or who have seen pictures of Orvel, which is also on the website, you can tell he's a very lean, mean fighting machine.
Thank you.
Very lean. So he practices what he preaches. He knows what he's talking about. That's the beauty of it. He knows what he's talking about, and he lives it. You've got to live it. You've got to. You can't just talk this talk. You have to walk the walk.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're at 6 weeks of fitness. Are doing here today. Now, for more information about what you've heard, okay, please visit the website at 6weeks.com and leave a comment. Let us know if you tried Peak 8 high intensity interval training, what it's done for you. If you have any questions, please again let us know. And you can email me at vince@6weeks.com. And Orvel, how can the audience reach you?
OrvelDouglas@yahoo.com. That's OrvelDouglas@yahoo.com.
Hey, and also help us spread the word about this program. We're actually achieving something here. As you know, by now, we've increased our episodes, so we are definitely on air 3 times a week, and we've reached a lot more people. So I'm very happy with the progress of 6 Weeks of Fitness, and we want to continue this, so we need you to help us spread the word. Let your friends and family know that we're on the air and here to help them to become healthy and to inspire them to want to improve their health. Because you know, you only have one body, and if you take care of it, it will take care of you. I truly believe that. Well, but that's it. Hope you enjoyed listening to our program as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. So I'll see you at the next episode. Take care.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.